from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I got the internet going nuts.
Yeah, man. So not a very pleasant story, not a very fun story. In fact, a very scary story, but the internet is going nuts and this is what we do. And I'm going to try to not make light of it, but maybe bring up something that I think you're going to agree with. So Taylor Swift, you saw this, of course.
Yeah.
Was it 3 concerts in Austria that were canceled because apparently there was a legitimate threat? In fact, there were arrests of potential terrorists or terrorists that were planning or hoping to do something at the stadium venue. Like, first of all, this is like we all know you can never be totally comfortable in big environments like that.
Yeah,
but it's very real and very scary.
Very scary. Even without all the other extra stuff, just being around that millions and millions of people is scary.
Yeah.
For me, at least.
And for anybody. And I don't care if you have security or not or whatever. But my mind going in weird places like it occasionally does, I thought, I don't care if you're ISIS or whomever. Ain't no terrorists want to mess with the Swifties.
Yeah.
I mean, I was telling you, they'll create their own army. Like the Swiftie SEALs, like the Navy SEALs or something like
that. Yeah, nah, they get down, man. They will defend Taylor Swift. So I ain't going against no Swifties,
man. Ain't nobody want to mess with the Swifties. it's scary, but and I guess there are still updates going on or whatever, but
that's scary, man. Mm-hmm. Prayers to everybody, but
and
that's
she's got to be terrified.
Yeah, because that's the other thing too, man. These type of events, you go there to get away, to enjoy. You don't want to go through all of this stuff, man. That's the last thing on your mind is thinking about a possible terrorist attack happening at a freaking concert, a game.
Fun.
Yeah.
Getaway.
That's the last time you think about that type of stuff, man. It being a threat.
It's just
so scary, man. It made people question and think about maybe I don't want to go to a concert because of this. It's like that's not cool, man.
I gotta tell you, even as much as it's happened, sadly, all over the country, all over the world, I still don't really think about it. Do you ever go to like a big venue, a big crowd, and kind of go, ooh, I wonder?
I do that all the time.
Really?
Like the last time I went to a concert, it wasn't a big concert, but it was at Warehouse Live. And who did I see? I seen my boy Dende.
Mm-hmm.
He was performing. And I wasn't like in the front. I was like towards the back.
Yeah.
Where it was a lot of room because I can't be around like a tough crowd like that. Mm-hmm. Where just surrounded by people just in case a fight break out and I want to get trampled. I'd be sitting like far by the door just in case, so I could just dip out and leave whenever. But yeah, that's just me. I guess I got a weird brain at times, man. I start thinking about all of the possible stuff.
I think maybe I'm just naive, or I block it out, or whatever. I go into big, you know, stadiums and concerts and all that, and I mean, I'm not gonna say I've never thought about, like, you know, maybe even kidding around. This looks like, you know, whatever. I don't think about it.
Sometimes I get to a point when I'm out at dinner, mm-hmm. I gotta sit in a place where I see the exit, where I see the door.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So I see everybody that come in.
Mm-hmm.
No,
I'm
the same way, man. I mean, when it comes down to like shows or even movies, like I try to just like, and when I go out to eat, I want to sit to see like who's walking in, who's leaving, because it's like I always want to be aware of like what might pop off. You never know.
Yeah, yeah. And I think maybe it's PTSD too, because like I've been robbed before. I was robbed when I was like 17, mm-hmm. leaving KFC. I just got off of work, and I was like so unprepared. And I don't know if people be prepared for a robbery or nothing, but like I just had no chance to get away at all.
Yeah, yeah.
And from that point on, I like watch everything.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a little bit of PTSD.
Yeah, maybe. All right. So like this was, you know how much of the Olympics I've watched in my life. Like I've just lived it. This might be the greatest comeback. This might be the greatest comeback in the history of the Olympics in the men's 400.
He's fading badly at this point, Lee.
Jareem Richards on the outside, Matthew Hudson-Smith, Karani James, Quincy Hall is coming back, Quincy Hall is digging deep, Quincy Hall is running past all of them. Can he get there? He does! It's gold for the USA! Quincy Hall with the most epic comeback! My goodness!
I love it.
If you haven't seen this race, make it a point to see this race. Dude was in fifth place, yeah. Like coming around the last turn.
I've seen this highlight a few times, and just watching it right now, I was smiling. I was just like, go, 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 go.
And it's the 400.
Yeah.
Have you ever run the 400?
No.
It is the hardest race. I don't care if you're
It's the reason why I never did that.
Middle school. I had to run it in high school, man.
Oh, man.
And you get around that last turn, and that trailer just jumps on your back. And this fool is just,
man,
picking them off.
Hawked them, man.
He was just picking them off.
He was looking like DK Metcalf to Buda Baker.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that might be the greatest comeback I've ever seen.
Yeah. It's been some epic comebacks and performances in this Olympics for Team USA.
Yeah. See what he said afterwards?
What'd he say?
Perfect. The perfect quote. They were asking about the big comeback, and I couldn't find the audio, so I'll just read it. He said, "You can't outrun a dog. A dog will chase you forever."
Hey, that's facts, man. As a kid that been chased by many dogs, you cannot outrun a dog, man.
You cannot.
The most you could do is jump on top of a car.
A truck. Get in the bed of a truck.
Yep, just jump on the car.
Get in the bed of a truck. That was awesome. I'm probably going to watch it 10 more times before I get away from that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
So what's up with rapper Nelly?
So 50-year-old rapper Nelly, who is currently waiting on his child to be born by singer Ashanti, mm-hmm. was arrested in possession of ecstasy and
Lord.
Lack of assurance. And the first thing I thought about is this dude is still doing ecstasy. Like, that's so 2000-ish. Like, I think people was doing ecstasy still. That's...
I've never done it. I didn't know it was still around.
I didn't either. Yeah. I guess he keeping it in business.
Yeah.
But, dog, what is you doing, man?
He's doing X, man.
Man, you 50 years old, man.
He's doing X.
Yeah, this was a bad look for him, man.
Too old to be doing that, man.
That's exactly what everybody else kept saying. Like, why is he 50 years old with a baby
young
on
girl.
The way.
He's got that young girl.
With a baby on the way.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's got to keep up, man.
Man, that girl about his age.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, the girl he's with.
Maybe I was just assuming wrong.
Yeah, Ashanti, they all was around in the 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like, what are you doing, man? Like, you too old for that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to look at people when they get caught up with stuff like this. Like, dog, you too old to be doing
what are
this.
You doing?
When I see somebody older, like, trying to fight.
Oh,
like,
God.
Dog, why is you trying to fight, man?
It's kind of funny sometimes, but...
Yeah, if you over the age of 25, you should not be out here trying to fight. Like, I'm not saying... Look, you could defend yourself, of course.
Yeah.
But people that's just out there trying to... Just want to pick a fight... Like, dog,
there's a lot of aggressive people out there.
Yeah, sit your old ass down somewhere, man. Why are you trying to fight?
A lot of aggressive people out there. I finally saw the pictures of Marcus Jordan. Explain this. Dude, that is... embarrassing, man.
Yeah, so Marcus Jordan, son of legendary NBA player Michael Jordan, was seen with a white powder, snorting the white powder during the poolside lunch in south of France. So, he did it. He smiled and was having a good time with his friends.
Dude's doing coke, man.
That was a lot of coke, too. That was a spoonful,
that
man.
Was a lot of coke. That was like Scarface coke.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a little scary. Somebody on the text line brought it up a little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why do people still be doing coke like that, especially with that amphetamine going on?
Yeah,
that's scary.
What do they
man.
Put in it? What's that drug that kills people?
Yeah.
No, is it what is it? It's something, not that.
Fentanyl.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Fentanyl. Like, yeah, that's. I would not be doing that.
No, like, you can die. Like, you could die where you're sitting.
A lot of people die instantly because of that.
Yeah.
So him getting a spoonful like that. Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I can't even do the little spray stuff for my allergies in my nose. I can't sniff up nothing.
That's the other thing. I don't even like doing that.
I don't like putting nothing in my nose.
When you get like congested or something.
Yeah, that little spray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't even do that, man. I can't see how people do coke.
And this has got the internet going nuts, and it turned into a whole thing earlier about like famous people that you didn't know you were in the presence of. You had another story. What was the other story you had?
Yeah, so my wife back in Cleveland, my wife used to work at Starbucks, and every day a guy used to come through named Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And he's ordered the same thing. And one day he was they were talking, and he was like, hey, you guys want to go to the Cavs watch party? They watching the Cavs game at Quicken Loans.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah, I'll go.
And so he got the ticket. I'm like, dang, we were in a suite.
Yeah.
So I'm like, these some good tickets. Who is the guy? She was like, I don't know.
Dave.
Dave. He just worked for the Cavs. I don't know what he do.
Yeah.
And then so later on, she came back to me. She like, oh, I know what Dave do. He's the general manager.
What?
And I'm like, the general manager? And I'm like, the GM? I'm like, the GM is David Griffin.
Yeah.
And I ain't put two and two together, so I Googled his name and showed her.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at the phone. She said, yeah, that's Dave.
Tell Dave.
I'm like, that's the general manager. The
GM's giving you sweet tickets for a watch party.
I'm like, I know exactly who that is.
Mine was, and I'm still embarrassed about it, although he probably just had a good laugh. So 2002, I was covering the Salt Lake City Winter Olympics, and they brought in the Olympic flag, and it had legendary, iconic people in culture carrying the flag, like Desmond Tutu, Lech Walesa, Steven Spielberg, et cetera, et cetera. And so I was up at the press box area, you know, above Rice-Eccles Stadium in Salt Lake, and I was in the back of the room, and Steven Spielberg stood next to me. And I'm like, well, damn. And so there were two dudes standing kind of in front of me, a little bit to my side. It was Steven Spielberg and this older dude. And I said hello to the gentleman and didn't really give him the time of day after that. I mean, Steven Spielberg was there.
Yeah.
So I was chatting it up with him. I
mean, move out the way, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Can you move
out
of the
way? The real star is
right
here.
I'm trying to talk to a star here.
Somebody that's more important.
Yeah, yeah. And so I'm talking to Steven Spielberg. He couldn't have been nicer. And it wasn't even really about movies, just chatting it up. He was asking me about what I was doing there and all that. It was just really cool, like a good 10 minutes, because the press conference was still going on, the previous one. So finally that ends. I actually get him to sign my opening ceremony ticket. I still have it in my office, signed by Steven Spielberg. So cool, from the Olympics, from the day that he was carrying the flag. So they go up to the press box, and it's Steven Spielberg and the old dude. And as soon as I saw him really in a, you know, in good light, I'm like, oh crap. I snubbed John Glenn. The first dude to circle the earth. One of the from the right stuff. One of the greatest test pilots in history. A senator ran for president. Like, I was just like, yeah, I was like elbowing him. I want to talk to Steven. Well, something similar happened to John Smoltz in Atlanta, by the way. In Atlanta, this happened to John Smoltz.
So I came in, I parked. They told us where to park. We parked where the cone is. Well, there was an open spot. I parked where it was open, and I was on the phone talking.
Imagine that.
And I was waiting for Frenzy, you know? I was waiting for him to come so we could walk in together. And one of the valet guys came to the window. I rolled it down. I said, can I park here, or do you want me to move the cone? And he goes, well, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm calling the game. He goes, are you an umpire? I'm like, I thought, all right, right away I looked for cameras because I know, you know,
you're getting pumped.
I guarantee it, this is what's happening. And then I realized he straight-faced me and has no idea who I am. And I said, no, I'm...
How old was he?
Well, this is what I said next. I said, I'm broadcasting the game. And he looked at me like, well... I said, you must be very young.
My picture's on the side of the stadium. My number's retired in the rafters.
My
favorite part of you telling that story is when you're like, I'm sure he's a nice kid.
I'm sure he's a nice kid.
It happens, man.
I need to see JJ Watt get snubbed like that.
Oh, that'd be NRG. Awesome.
Hey, sir, do you have a pass?
You can't come in here, sir. What do you think you are? Who do you think you are?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.